Adum and maybe no Bifnim Gemiri. Anything that happens inside the Beis Hamikdash Bifnim, that's a special halacha. That Bifnim Gemiri Shia, you have to have a Shia. And Leishna doesn't make a difference. Leishna Lekorbin, Leishna Lamalkis. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Lekorbin or it's Lamalkis. Both times inside the Beis Hamikdash, you only chayiv. Again, when you walked in, you were tahor. But inside the Beis Hamikdash, you became tamei. And now they're warning you, go out, and you don't want to go out. So the Gemara says, Teiku, it's a suffix, whether you have to have a Shia there in order to mechayiv Malkus. As even though really the question of Chal is, that it's a lav shame by Maisa, that you became tamei inside. And now the lav is for not going outside. So we once look out. Taisa says that the Maisa, since you came in through an action, so when you do not go out and you stay there, it's considered you're still there through an action, through the action of coming in. So the sofik in the Gemara, whether you receive Malkus right away, or do you even have to wait there, Shidei Shia, how long it takes you to say these psukim? Boy, Rav is another Shaila. Tola atzmai the avir azara maho. Let's say after somebody becomes Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, he does not just stay there on the ground, but he jumps up and hangs now in the avir. There's a rope there. He hangs up on a rope. So ma, what's the locha? Ki gmira shia, when do we learn that a person waits there in the Beis Hamikdash after his tamei, this few seconds, that is chayav a korban b'shegeg, or else as a tzatzit even b'malkish in shia, maybe it's only shia debatish tachavoya. Only if you're on the ground that it's possible for you to make your shtachavoya, it's possible for you to bow down. But the lav about ishtachavoya, here that you're hanging in the air, that's not possible for you to make ishtachavoya, legimiri, maybe we do not learn that you chayit to such a shia. Or dilma, maybe bifnim, shia gemiri, no, anything that happens to you inside. Again, you became tummy inside the Beis Hamikdash, and you did not go out right away, but you waited there kadei shia. So if it was done bishegeg, it could be chayit the korban, even though you're hanging in the air. Leishna debatish takavoya doesn't make a difference whether you're standing on the ground and it's possible to bow down, to be flat out, or as you had before, with a tish of your dying drug lion. For leishna, there's no difference. For la batish takavoya, that you're hanging in the ground and you cannot make a shtakavoya. Still, maybe a chayiv, it's a teiku. This is a suffix in the Gemara, this is a teiku. Boy, Ravashi, Ravashi, yes, another shayla. What's going to be, again, you came into the Beis Hamikdash, you were tahor. But inside the Beis Hamikdash, b'meizid, you saw a dead sheretz there, and you b'meizid went and you touched the sheretz. So you did a lot, you were matami yourself b'meizid. So the question is now, do you need a shia or not in the Chayiv Malkus? Because even though before we had a suffix, before the suffix was, that you became Tommy Bionis. It wasn't your fault that you became Tommy. Now the question is, they're warning you, go out, and you don't go out. There there was a suffix if you have to have a Shia or not. Now there's another Shaila. Even if on that case you do have to have a Shia, but maybe here it's worse, because here you went deliberately and touched the sheretz. So maho, Bionis Gemira Shia. Only maybe when you become Tommy in the Beis Hamikdash Bionis, when it's not your fault, somebody dies there. Or by mistake something happened. But the Mezid like Gemira Shia. But when you deliberately go and touch a sheretz in the Beis Hamikdash, that you make yourself tummy there, maybe then you chayiv Malkus, even without Shia, even without waiting. Or Dilma, maybe no. Bifnim Gemira Shia, anything that happens inside the Beis Hamikdash, that's the special halacha, that you only chayiv if you also wait there, this time that takes you to say these psukim, these few seconds. Leishna b'yonis, leishna b'meizid, it will not make a difference whether it was done b'meizid or done b'shegeg, the onis, still you need the shia, so take it as a subject in the Gemara. Boy, Ravash, Rashi has a question like this. Nazir b'kever, what's going to be a person that's a nazir? So you know there's a law, he's not allowed to be metama l'meisim, and the chur is not allowed to go into a base of chorus. Here the case was, he went in a wagon, he went in the shade of favor nidol, that there's a bottom piece of the wagon is the mechitza. So it's a chitza, it's an oil between him and the mace. So there's a lot of ride through a basic forest in an oil in a tent. If there's a mechitza on the bottom. What happened was now, while he's in the middle of the basic forest, somebody picked away the banim, he took away the oil, and now the nozzle becomes tummy. And it's not his fault, he's an oinus. The question is, he has to leave right away. Let's say he does not leave that second. How long does he have to wait there before he receives malchus? That's the shayla. Boy Ravashi nozzle bekever, boy yeshiyah lemalchus, oyein sorach. Does he have to wait there these few seconds before he starts moving to receive malchus? Again, they warn him and tell him, listen, now you're becoming tamei, leave right away. And he waits an extra second. So does he chayv malchus right away for the 1 second or 2 seconds? Or no, he has to wait there first this time, kedei yishtachavoya, the time to say this pasuk we had before. What's the shayla? Bifnim gemira shiyah. Maybe only inside the Beis Hamikdash. When you become tamei and the aver is tumas mikdash, there we have this gzeras hakasev or the halacha that you have to wait kedei yishtachavoya. But bachutz, any type of tumah that happens outside the Beis Hamikdash, leg mirashia, there's no halacha that you have to wait this amount of time. Therefore, a nozer would receive malchus right away. They warn him, leave, and if he does not leave that second, he'll be chayiv malchus. Oiduma maybe. Maybe no. Anytime you become tamei d'oynis, it's not your fault that you became tamei. Maybe there's a halacha that you only chayiv malchus if you wait there kedei shia. So there's also sofik in this halacha teiku, not a teiku in this halacha of shia. The special halacha that you only chayiv if you wait there. When exactly does it apply? Only in the Beis Hamikdash, or maybe even outside for nozer. Awesome. Then the Mishnah says, "Boloi be'arucha chayiv b'ksara potter." Again, he became tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash. He was an onus. The locker is he has to exit. So if there are two routes, and if he takes the longer route, he's chayiv because he was supposed to go the shorter route. So by taking the longer route, he waited longer than kedei shia. Therefore, he's chayiv. Omar Rava, "Ktsara shomru afilu ekev b'tzad goydel." The shorter route, it does not mean that you have to rush and go fast. You can go as slow as you want, as long as you're moving. You can mamash take 1 foot and put it right in front of the next foot. Like put your toe in front of your heel in front of your toe, walk foot by foot, it's okay. And be afilu kol yom kulei, even if it takes you the whole day. So the havamina is that you wait in between, musunsi. The maskana is no, that you're just walking as slow as you want, but you're always walking. You don't have to rush. That's the chiddush. You could walk as slow as you want, as long as you're going through the short route, and you're moving.
It's not the pace that counts, but it's the path.
Right, right. Boy, you Rav has to shout like this now. Shia is smar shit starfu. Let's say you wait 5 seconds at a time. Is that a starf to be mechayev you a korban? Let's say you have to wait 20 seconds or 25 seconds. So now you're walking out the shorter route, and you wait 5 seconds, then you take another few steps, you wait another 5 seconds, so throughout your route, you waited 25 seconds. But it wasn't that one shot, it was at different intervals. So, is it mitzvah or not? So, where's the question? What's your shayla? The tish should lay with your day. Be patient from what you just said. You just rather said that the law short route you put through, even if it takes you a whole day to walk out. So, how do you mean it is? How does it take you a whole day? It means you walk nice and slow. The Gemara says, that means you stop in between. The Gemara says, no. Hosam b'deloi shoya. There, Rava first meant that the person is not stopping. He's moving, but just as slow as possible. As long as he did not stop, he's always moving, he's potter. Here the shayla is, no, he stops in between. He stops 5 seconds now, 10 seconds then. Or we start for together, that's a shayla. Boy minei abayi miraba. Abayi is the question from Rava. Let's say the shorter route on the normal walking should take 5 minutes to get out. The longer route on the normal walking should take you 10 minutes to get out. Now this person put on his sneakers and dodged through the big longer route and made it out in 4 minutes. He made it out as long as it takes somebody to walk the shorter route. Now what's the locker? Again, he dodged through the longer route. But Shia Kitsari made it just as fast or faster than somebody walking out the shorter route. Now, Shia Gemiri, is it totally in the Shia? V'chibolai bi'arucha Shia Kitsari Potter, is it totally in the Shia? That now you have to look how much normal walking would take you to walk out the shorter route. it takes 5 minutes. So it's a din now in 5 minutes that you're chayiv if you're here more than 5 minutes. But if you could get out before 5 minutes, or exactly in 5 minutes, no matter how you do it, even though you go the longer route, you'd be potter. Or do we maybe know daska gemira, the locker is the daska, that baruch chayiv. You, if you go the longer route, no matter how you go, even if you dodge through, so what? But the svar is, if you would have dodged through the shorter route, you would have stood it out faster. So any space speed you go, you have to go the shorter route, because that will get you out faster. If you take the longer route, you chayiv, and daska b'ktsara potter. That was the shayla. There then daska in this route, or no, it's a time limit. That how much normal walking, how long it takes you to exit, that's how much time you have to get out. Omelis is to answer back, Lenitno arucho lidochos etzloi. You never have a hetter to go through the longer route. Even though you're going to dodge and go faster, so what? It's not a din in time, it's a din in the route. You have to take the shorter route. And no matter how you plan to go, do it the shorter route, you'll still get out faster. So Master Blow observer asked the question, if so, Ella de Kaimla, that's what we had a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, Timei Sheshimish Benisa. If a Kohen that's Tamei doesn't avoid inside the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Misa. Now the Gemara for some reason wants a case that he's only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim and he's not Chayiv Koros. Now if the Kohen was Tamei before and walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koros for that. So the case has to be that he came in when he was Tor and he became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash. And now the locker is, he's supposed to exit right away. So if he exits right away, he's not Chayiv Koros. But if he doesn't avoid it there, he'll be Chayiv Misa for doing the Avoidah. Now the question is, Hechi Mishkachas Lo, how you can have a case that he could do the Avoidah, but he's not Chayiv Koros for waiting? The Chura, after he became Tomei, if he still does the Avoidah, he does something there, so he's waiting. So for that Shia, he should be Chayiv Koros for Tumas Migdash. How is there a case that is only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim and not Koros? Tois Tak Yosef Baron Tois asked for a question. What's the big problem? He's Chayiv both Koros and Misa B'dei Shemayim. And there's a difference, Tois says, that by Koros we had before, that if you receive Malkus, so Chayiv Krisa Shalaku, Nifteru Midei Krisosin. So it's an afkamina that even though you receive Malkus, the Koros goes off, but Misa B'dei Shemayim you still have. But I call upon him. No, two different things. There's no time limit. Koros is a time limit. You'll die before 60. Yeah. Mr. Shram is no time limit. Just before the time, could be a day earlier. He's supposed to live to 90, he'll die a day earlier. That's Mr. Shemayim. So I call upon, for some reason, the Gemara wants a case that there's only Mr. B'dei Shemayim and not Koros. So what's the case? The Kohen became Tommy inside the Beis HaMikdash, and he does the Avodah, so he's Chayiv Misa. But if you tell me that Shia Yovis Chayiv, where's there a case there's Misa without Koros? If the person waited there, Bar Korosu, so he's Chayiv Koros for waiting in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's like this. Iyamet Bishleima Shiur Gemiri. If you tell me to lock in the Shia, that look upon the shorter route, that on a normal walking, it takes 5 minutes. So now it's halacha that you're not chayiv unless you stayed inside more than 5 minutes. If so, then mishkachas lo tionas nafshe b'ktsara the yavod avoida. It could be first he waited a minute or two and did the avoida, and then he dodged through the shorter route and he made it out before 5 minutes. So if there's a halacha in time, that means normal walking takes 5 minutes out the shorter route, so he can make it. He'll dodge through in 3 minutes, and he had 2 minutes yet to do the Avodah.